Yeah, go ahead.
Just the turnaround from last night, the success that you were able to do. I know we talked about it after the game, but how key, again, is the discipline factor against this team that you've seen a lot here as of late in St. Louis?
All fourth power play, you know. Minnie's had some great chances, but haven't had a lot of success over the course of the year. These guys have. They've got a real strong power play. So, I mean, you're always going to have penalties in the game. We just got to make sure that we take the right kind.
With adrenaline being what it is for these guys, I'm sure, and the magnitude of these games, is there any worry about a drop-off in a second game of the back-to-back? Or?
No, I don't think so. It was a function of we were able to use our whole bench last night. We didn't have to run two lines real hard. Everybody had a piece of it, so we think we'll have good legs tonight.
Is there an update on Toby?
He's not playing tonight, and we'll see if he can get back on the ice tomorrow.
Somebody asked about Grant Woodson. Does he even start skating at all? Or
Grant has a review with the surgeon here in the next few days in Los Angeles, and then we'll go from there.
What about just a thought on what your bottom, quote-unquote, bottom six forwards have been able to do? You know, we talk about the offensive Stepniak and Slater, but, yeah. You know, has Tolusti fit into that role with those guys and Perreault coming back on the other line?
There's a different skill level on those two lines. So Matty Perreault's come in. He's got 5 points since he's been back with that line. That they're not just out there trying not to get scored on. They can make some things happen. Jimmy's been so good in the faceoff circle, so he gets more time out there. And Yuri and Chris are real smart veteran guys, so we can get him in his D-zone faceoffs. And that takes a lot of pressure off Little and Shifley. And again, it gets more minutes for those guys. So it's not just you can use your whole bench. You put a line on the ice that you think you got a chance to score and certainly should be pretty darn good at defending.
Not against your team this team for years has been its lack of depth. How do you think you measure up in that department now?
Well, we've certainly tested it, you know, this year from our blue line twice. And you know, when you add, and we've added three forwards, you know, from the start of the year to come in, and all of them, you know, Stafford and Stempniak, Tolusti have put numbers up. Clearly Stafford and Stempniak recently especially have been very good. We're deeper than we were at the start of the year by far. And part of that also is a development curve. So Adam Lowry is now a National Hockey League player. He's not a guy cutting his teeth. So our third line center isn't playing his first 20 games in the league. He looks like a man out there. And he's playing now with Matty Perreault, who's got some high-end skill for this league. So we're as deep as we've ever been.
Given this team's ability to get its blood up for this team, is this a good match to have tonight?
Always want to play the first-place team in your division, right? We play well. So against this team, and they force you into it because they're that strong. I'm not sure if I'm picking the first place team to pick in the play in the last three, but we've played well, and that's what really our focus has always been, just playing as hard and as well as we can.
Does the relatively easy travel help make it easier to go back-to-back?
Yeah, it does. Normally, a lot of these times on these back-to-backs, we're getting off the plane at 3 a.m, so we got in fairly early, got lots of rest.
Thank you.